In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. What a wonderful day it is, the first Sunday in Advent, for a newly ordained priest to be celebrating her first Eucharist. For at Advent we enter a waiting, expectant space. Advent, from the Latin word adventus, means something coming, and yet even more than that. An invasion, an incursion, an appearance. And so the Church starts to celebrate and prepare to celebrate the coming, the adventus of Christ in his incarnation at Christmas. And Christ's appearance into the world brings light into the chaos and darkness that so often seem to surround us. So in Advent, we are on the threshold of something wonderful. We have crossed into an in-between time, an already and not yet space. This is a little like at the airport waiting for an international flight when you have left behind where you have come from and not yet entered the next part of your journey. There is that moment of anxiety mixed with excitement as you go through the security door that leads to another space and it shuts behind you. You are now separated from family and friends on the other side, and there is no going back. Perhaps Lydia is experiencing some of this mixture of anxiety and excitement today. At this time in our troubled world, Advent is a wonderful gift to us that we need to savour. And there is another gift being savoured today. Lydia is savouring the gift of the call from God to her to be a priest. She has stepped over a threshold into ordained priestly ministry and crosses another threshold as she celebrates the Eucharist today. How do we understand priesthood? How do we articulate what it is about? It is because God has entered fully into our vulnerable and earthbound situation through Christ that there exists within the world a new image of priesthood. This image is merged with the person of Christ, who is the archetype of all priesthood. This is an image that is full of living power, emerging from the very depths of vulnerable human experience. Now, sometimes to understand a concept, it can help if we look at its opposite or its absence. So I want you to imagine with me what human experience would be like without priestly qualities in the world. And by priestly qualities, I mean not just those relating to the ordained priesthood, but to the holy priesthood of Christ, the Church, as the first letter of Peter tells us. So what do we imagine? A picture of a bleak world emerges, I suggest. One without compassion, without reconciliation, without forgiveness. No walking in someone else's shoes. No wholeness, only fragmentation. No one to say, "I will sit with you in your pain while your bruises heal." No one to say, "There is no sin so great it cannot be forgiven." no one to say, I will pray for you, or you will be particularly remembered in our Eucharist. And what would the result be in the world? A world of broken-hearted, suffering, helpless people who live in darkness, who cannot put out their hands to each other, who cannot live in hope. There is a powerful painting by the 16th century Flemish painter Brueghel the Elder that represents such a world, or at least half of it does. Brueghel is known for his visual presentation of moral and religious truths. This particular painting is of a market square in Flanders, where there is a riotous carnival taking place on one side of the painting, and on the other side, worshippers are streaming out of a church. The left-hand side of the picture depicts begging people who are crippled and who are completely ignored by the brawling, carousing crowds coming out of the pub. In contrast, the right side of the picture is filled with compassionate actions. Worshippers coming out of church give money to beggars. Hands outstretched to others. Faces turn to each other in gentle inquiry. And so we find that a stark contrast is presented in this painting, a black and white image of the world, which expresses both the absence and the presence of those qualities one associates with priesthood. But thanks be to God, through Christ's first Adventus, we know that there is no dark place which Christ has not entered, no place which is too dark for his light to penetrate, no bonds which are too strong for him to release. And the wonderful mystery is that Christ enters these places now through us. For as members of Christ's body, the Church, we have a priestly function. There is a priestly ministry which we can each exercise, as that first letter of Peter tells us. And so we are each to respond to God's call on our lives, whatever form that takes, to walk with God in bringing the light of Christ into darkness. For some, that may mean a specific call to ordained or lay ministry. That is something for each of you gathered here today to consider what God might be calling you to do. With the ordained priest, we sense that although she exercises ministries which belong to the Church as a whole, the call to priesthood is a call which is above all other calls, a call which is primarily about being rather than doing. The ordained priesthood is not a role that is put down and then picked up again, but an irreversible call to walk with God. So what do we expect and need from those who are called to live as a priest among us? Now, we may immediately think of practical and liturgical functions of the priest, but there are key characteristics that come first. And I mentioned just three of these. Firstly, a lover of God. One who is priestly demonstrates that it is possible to love God with all one's being and to put that loving first in her life above all else. Such a person is like Mary, radically open to the presence of God in her life. This person lives with the question, how can this be? While treasuring in her heart the mysteries of God. Secondly, a person who is fully alive. The glory of God is a person who is fully alive, said Irenaeus, the second century church father. Alive to love, laughter, sadness, anger, alive to tears, alive to the full gamut of human experience. In such a person, God is indeed glorified. And thirdly, one who through their own journey with God points us to what it means to become whole through our relationship with God, who is the source of life and love deep within us and far beyond us. As Lydia has been set apart in our midst to have a special priestly role in relation to the people of God, we also, as the body of God's people, have a priestly ministry and responsibility towards her. How may we express this? Through respecting her need for times of solitude, respecting and encouraging her relationship with God as her first priority, rather than becoming jealous of her time with God. By praying for her, as she prays for us and others, by sharing the burden with her of those who cry out for a touch from God, and by opening ourselves to God's love. So we do have some small share in Lydia's journey. But ultimately, as in the words of the contemplative Maggie Roth, the journey of the priest, of Lydia, is a journey of love, a great and lonely journey, which is the privilege and burden of the person who offers our gathered solitudes in bread and wine, united, broken, sent out. Lydia will now offer these to us as she celebrates the Eucharist. And we celebrate with her not only the wonderful gift of Advent, but also the gift of priesthood and the gift of the Eucharist given to us by Christ, who has come and will come again. Together, we celebrate a freedom that wells up within ourselves and is sure of its ultimate reality and consummation. Amen.